hello. Let's record a podcast. I'm absolutely chuffed. Let's fucking go. Welcome to the Beer Brothers podcast. I'm Beer Brother Dylan.
Beer Brother Cody.
I'm Beer Brother AJ.
Chuffed as nuts to have you.
Chuffed as nuts, cock.
All right, moving on.
Boy.
We've got an episode. Thanks for listening.
At this point, I'm questioning why they're listening.
Weekly. What brings you here? Why do you do this to yourselves? Don't like, share, or subscribe.
Not this one. Yeah. The rest of them, yeah. This one, probably not.
Move on. On to the next one, as a rapper once said.
Another one.
But yeah, we're back. We got a weekly recap. We've got 20 questions. We've got a new segment that's musical in nature.
Woo!
And then we are drafting AJ. We're drafting AJ. AJ, what are we drafting?
I don't want to be drafted.
Ice cream flavors. That's took too long.
I signed up for that when I was 18. Don't let them call me. Yes, cool. But
too bad you
favorite
didn't
ice cream flavors. Just, Jesus. No, I wanted to. I was going to willingly sign up before my knee just went, hey, I'm not going to work great no more.
Hey, I did that. That's a story for another time. Who wants to go first on their weekly weekend?
You do.
Okay.
It's always us.
Yeah, it is. No, I've done it once. What episode
you've
is this?
20,
like
this
20?
Is 23.
Yeah. Good old Michael Jordan. We are not the Michael Jordan of podcasts.
Or the LeBron James.
We're like
podcasts.
The Tyronn Lue of podcasts. Anybody gets
that
reference?
I get that reference.
Yeah. Well, he's a coach now.
I don't at all.
Okay.
Cody.
We are the Rex Ryan of basketball.
Get a fucking snack.
Get it, because Rex Ryan's a football coach. All right. Yeah, I loaded up my text messages. That just goes to show where I'm at. Boom, notes.
Dude, are you good?
Found it. Nailed it. I've actually had a meh week. It's there.
It's give
or take. It's the Ling's Palace of weeks. It's just there. But no, I've been watching some decent stuff. I just watched a pepperoni roll off my friend's titty. That was pretty cool.
Watching the look of sadness come over his face was priceless.
But yeah, I got a free 6-month subscription because I'm a PS5 owner, and they were doing that for PS5 people, Apple TV Plus. So I caught up on Ted Lasso season 2. I'm caught up until the next episode on Friday. So fucking love that show.
I heard it's so good.
It's so
what show?
Ted Lasso. It is about an American college football coach who goes and coaches soccer in England.
Thinking he was going to coach football.
No, he didn't think.
I thought he knew. I thought he got tricked.
No, he knew what he was going to do. He just had some home stuff going on and needed to get out, so it like coincided. And she's doing like the what was that? Why can't I think of the movie about the Cleveland Indians?
Wow. Major League.
Major League, yeah.
One of my favorite movies.
The owner's basically trying to major league and like have the team suck because she got the team from her husband and she wanted to get them relegated to a lower league.
Yeah.
So she's basically trying to do that by hiring an American football coach, and it just, everything becomes very lovable. There's very few sad moments. There's a lot of awes and hilarious ass moments. But I really enjoy it. It's really fucking good, and it's really raunchy too at certain points. Like they cuss a metric shit ton in that show, and it's great. But yeah, I've been watching that. I caught up also on Mythic Quest, which for the uninitiated is just about a gaming studio that basically runs a fake version of World of Warcraft. It has Mac from Always Sunny, and he's the program director who's a self-fulfilling prophecy asshole, and it's hilarious. Second season was really, really good. They do a lot of really good character work on that show. And
was the person I saw just a guest star?
Who?
Abed?
No, he's a regular character in that as well. Yeah, he's the chief financial guy. He's in charge of making sure the game's profitable, basically. Loot crates and shit like that. That's what he's in charge of.
Microtransaction.
He is the opposite of Abed in that. He's like a conniving, like, asshole who only gives a fuck about money and nobody else. Yeah.
Hence the microtransactions.
Fits right in then.
Yeah, but no, that's a very good show as well. I also finished the Little Dicky show on Hulu. Dave, not a huge fan of season two. He was an insufferable fucking D-bag.
I'm not a fan of him, so I have no intention of watching the show.
Neither was I, really. I never like really gave a fuck about his music. I know Mason's a huge fan of his. Dallas listens to some of his music, too. But
some of his stuff is really funny.
It can be. I've heard some of his songs, and he's just a very unlikable dude in that show. And if that's how like any insight into how he is in his real life, I have zero interest.
Fair.
I watched it mostly because I got kind of attached to some of the side characters, and his real life hype man, Gata, is in that show, and he's one of the most likable characters in TV, and I fucking adore him. He's awesome. But I finished that. The ending was very good and adorable. But I don't think it saved the whole season. I think it saved that final episode. But he's just a megalomaniac. And or egomaniac. Whatever. I don't know. Words are hard right now. I'm exhausted. Anyways, been playing Madden, Apex, and Rocket League. Kind of bide my time until Deathloop comes out. And then I don't really think... I did a couple more death runs in Hades, too. But I'm kind of just... play that at work when I can. Now I don't really sit down at home and play it now that I've beaten it.
But have you though?
I know I haven't. There's a full actual ending to that game and I'm not even close. But Sierra went full Madison, Billy Madison. She went back to school
to prove to dad that I'm not a fool.
Yeah, except her dad's dead. R.I.P.
It's but, sad, but just like the way you delivered that.
Yeah. But she's going back. She's going to become an addiction counselor. I don't really care if anybody knows because it's something that I'm actually very proud of my wife for. She is clean and sober for over 3 years now. So
nice.
She is actually very passionate about her sobriety. So she wants to, I don't know, apply her knowledge and talents when it comes to that stuff to something that can help other people with that. So.
Very nice.
Very, very proud of her. And then Violet's back in school as well. And I had one more thing. Oh, the cricket incident. I was telling you guys a story about 8 flights of stairs. I don't know why that actually was probably more interesting than the one I'm about to tell. I went to deliver a package today, and you guys are familiar with Ring doorbells, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They record you, for those who don't know. You push the button, and you can give it a little wave, and they can see that you dropped off a package for them. Went up to it. And I clicked it, and as I went to set the package down, I realized that there was a giant, monstrous bug on there and went, So they got that recorded on their Ring doorbell, and then I was like, oh, it's just a cricket. Bye, guys. Please don't share this on Facebook. And then just left.
I hope it goes viral. Yeah.
Well, I know what I'm looking for now.
Every video that's a Ring doorbell. Wait, is this it? Is this it?
I have there's a video out there of one of my former coworkers when I worked at a different one. Him running away from a pit bull that got out of the house.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. That's why I'm always hesitant whenever somebody has their big door open and just the screen door. Because if they have a big enough dog, they can just get up there and jump on the door and hit the button.
That's like my parents' dog.
We have to lock ours because that's Garnet would do that.
Yep.
Yeah. My parents have a Great Dane and she's like,
I'll just go through the door.
8,000 pounds is stupid. And she jumped up and knocked the door.
She's a big, dumb, adorable girl.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, you don't even need to, it'll just push through the door.
Yeah. So my parents' dog is very lucky she's cute. She's dumb as fuck.
Precious. Yeah, and the one time I came over and you didn't tell me you were dog sitting, I remember you being like, oh, she's like barking at me. And you're like, oh, shut up. Nobody's scared of you. I was like, hold up.
Yeah, her bark is very intimidating.
She's an intimidating looking motherfucker. I'm not gonna try to pet her until I know she's cool.
Yeah,
which she warmed up to me and eventually let me pet her.
Yeah, she's just like, oh, cool people, but I need to alert the home.
Oh, I also got mauled by a dog today. That happened
with kisses.
It was a very small German Shepherd puppy, and he was adorable, and I was so tempted to steal him.
This is mine now.
Yeah, he got a little. I always keep treats in my pocket, so he got a little treat ski. All right, who's next? I'm done. I'm out.
Bye. Wow. Mine ought to be quick. Let's see.
100% effort, guys. top-notch shit right
here. Trust me, episode 21 that I uploaded was like the least effort we've ever put into a show. So we're good.
Yeah. Oh, well, good if the bar is already low. Let's see.
Look at us. Of course it is.
The bar is on the ground, Cody, so unless you brought a shovel, we're fine.
The only time the bar is high for us is if we're limboing, because we're not making under a low bar.
I don't bend
that way. The bar could be at my shoulders, and I'm not making it with my knees.
This is a very low-tea episode.
When was the girls' party?
Saturday. We did that. Yep. That was fun.
It was nice to see folks.
By fun, I mean Sierra did all the motherly duties while I played video games with my friends. I love you, babe.
Shot some footage. I said you shot some footage.
Oh, yeah.
Did your dad do
this? Yeah, and I cut the cake and did all that stuff.
I still feel bad I couldn't make it.
Yeah, you're a piece of shit. Moving on.
But yeah, it was nice to see folks. Let's see, what else? Let's see. I solidified some vacation time in October. Going to go down to Kentucky to visit Justin.
What week?
It's the weekend of his birthday. It's the Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. The Sunday is the 24th.
Ha, that's the same exact week I'm on vacation.
Oh my God.
What part of Kentucky?
It's right on the border.
Yeah, I'm on vacation, the 18th through the 22nd. So I get the weekend before and after.
It's not far from Ashland, but I'm not sure what actual city he's in.
Kentucky.
Like, just over the line isn't from Ohio?
No.
Or
I thought it was...
Athens. No, he went to school in Athens, but he drove to that. Like, it was not close. No. Like, Ironton and Ohio and Ashland, Kentucky are, like, just a hop across the bridge.
Got some friction.
But, yeah, gonna go visit him for his birthday weekend and celebrate both our birthdays. Might go to a con. He was telling me that there was one nearby. I think it's like supposed to be like a spoopy con. I don't know who's there, what guests or anything. All sorts
of spoopy horror stuff.
But I think it was like $15 for a day pass or something. So it's nothing we would get like a weekend pass for, but seemed interesting. So yeah, it's fun. Applied for jobs.
Did it happen to be called Scarefest?
Maybe?
Jesus, fuck. AJ. Goo goo gajoob.
But yeah, I turned in an application to be a weekend laundry attendant, so that's exciting.
Shit. Candyman's gonna be there. The original. Tony Todd.
Oh.
If this is the one I'm thinking of. Yeah, maybe. October 22nd through the 24th in Lexington.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
It would either be Lexington or Huntington.
Bruce Campbell.
Yeah, it's got to be. I think it's that one. Either that or that's just another site. Because he did tell
me. Fucking Bill Moseley. Do you know who that is?
No.
He was in House of a Thousand Corpses and next words out of your mouth, boy, better be some Mark Twain shit because I'm just getting chiseled on your tombstone.
Oh, Jesus.
Devil's Rejects. I can't think. He was in Repo the Genetic Opera, too. He was one of the brothers. Just looking here. Ghost Adventures? I don't know what that is.
Ghost show. My mom watched it.
Oh, there's a shit ton of people from Devil's Rejects. Like a shit ton.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
A cast.
Yeah, basically. Mama Firefly. Robert Muse. Yeah, okay. Go ahead. I'll point out if there's any more.
Oh, I mean, that's pretty much it. So, pretty low key. Haven't really played much.
A couple Walking Dead people.
Oh.
A couple of the prisoners.
Not Coral.
No.
That's going to sound weird in the mic because I'm talking away from it.
Bless you, perhaps. There it is.
Gesundheit. Oh, Kane Hodder is going to be there. Former, he played Michael Myers, or not Michael Myers, Jason Voorhees. He played Jason Voorhees in a couple of the Friday the 13th movies.
I mean, neat, but also, like, unless his face looks like a hockey mask, I don't really... I wouldn't make that
connection. Just wear the hockey mask. I don't give a fuck. Just do it.
Yeah. The sheriff from Devil's Rejects.
Man, this show's so...
AJ, go.
I didn't know if Cody was done.
Yes, I am complete.
Okay. So I like went to work and junk.
You're a bitch.
And did some stuff. My week's been pretty chill. Nothing major happened. Spent the weekend with my mommy because it was her birthday.
Did y'all do anything exciting?
We had a whole big family get together on Saturday, which is why I wasn't at the girl's birthday party. So we hung out. Dad cooked steaks.
Tell me more about these steaks.
Did somebody say steak?
Yeah. And just kind of, you know, enjoyed everybody's company, hung out, had a few beers. The only other thing I did on Saturday was I attempted to mow my lawn for the first time in like a month because my job is so fucking bananas and I just never have the energy. And I was like, it looked like a fucking jungle back there. I'll show you pictures later.
Does it look similar to how the front lawn looks right now?
Worse. Why you gotta be a bitch?
It was worse. But I was doing...
Oh, Jenna Jameson's gonna be there.
Oh, yeah, he did tell me that, and that made me laugh.
It was so long, like, and it was so hot outside.
That's what she said.
And, like, just trying to fight through it all, my lawnmower was overworking itself. To the point where I set it on fire.
Atta boy.
So, you know, I almost had no grass to cut ever. What'd you do with your drink?
No, I didn't put it beneath you to steal my drink and hide it from me because I'm an asshole.
Aside from that, it's been business as usual. I've been trying to clean the house, trying to, you know, hang out and play some more games. Barely played anything this week. I've touched Hades a little bit.
We played a little bit of something on the weekend. I just remembered that.
Oh, we did play some Knockout City this weekend.
Yeah. That's a fun game, man. It really is.
It
can be frustrating at times.
I wanted, because we started playing Rogue Company, which I know you're not a fan of. Mm-hmm. I see, to me, Dave's like, strikeouts for pussies. Well, that's because Dave's not good at the games. Strikeouts basically team deathmatch, and it plays a little bit more fast-paced, and it's a lot more fun.
Yeah, that's what that game should be made for, not fucking...
Yeah, it's not search and destroy.
Yeah, not the fucking Counter-Strike mode.
I hate
permadeath in most games. The only one that I ever really liked it was Rainbow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if we play again, which I hope you give it at least a second chance.
It's free, and it's on my system, so...
I'd like to play, you know, Strikeout. I think it's a much better game mode. But I was going to try to play a couple more games with those two dudes that joined into the Discord. I was ready to lose it. Like
what two dudes?
I don't know whatever two guys joined to the end.
Oh, just kept talking the whole time. Was it Gummies and Phobic?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I'm sure they're nice people, but like,
Gummies is cool, but both him and Phobic can get very grating.
Well, it's like, I can understand like, hey, are you guys playing something? And like jumping out, but just jump. Like I hate party hopping, like on Xbox or PlayStation. I've always fucking hated it. Like don't just join a party. And like, so when people just jump into Discord and then continue a conversation about nothing that's going on with what the rest of the people are playing,
If we're in there like playing a game, and that's what Mason got all salty about when we made the Back for Blood server. Like he was all like, oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Like, no, you guys were playing something and talking about that game. So we wanted to talk about our game while we were playing that game.
Because to me, it's like, that's just like, I'm trying to listen to shit. And I was like, I'm done. Like, I just can't. So that's
I thought you were going to be talking about that guy, Dallas. Or was it you or Jesus, Dallas? No, I think it was both. You that was telling me that.
Both.
Well, I
both
heard of us had to deal with him. Dave said something about him.
Yeah. Way to go, Dave.
Because wasn't Dave the reason he was there?
Yeah. Well, he's a friend of a friend. Ooh, excuse me. But
I threw open my mouth.
Yeah, he came in and was very misogynistic and racist and just very awful in general.
Oh,
so Mason ended up banning him.
Good.
And Dave apologized for bringing him in because this is a friend of a friend. He was just trying to play video games with him. And
yeah,
Dave did not share any of his views. And I understand like trying to be a smart ass and like be edgy, but he was like full blown
taking it too far,
racist, and like dropping hard R's in there and shit.
Oh,
yeah,
yeah. The first hard R, he'd have been gone.
Not fucking cool.
The things I miss.
Yeah. Yeah,
I was a little mad. I missed that, and I was nowhere near it.
Oh, me and Mason were
to take care of it.
Fucking laying into him.
I've been doing a lot more mini painting. I started a fancy wizard up there, purple robes trimmed in gold.
I'm getting some, like, what's that? The one that Yu-Gi-Oh always has.
Oh, Dark Magician. Dark
yeah,
Magician.
I'm getting Dark Magician vibes from a distance, but I have terrible eyes. So.
And then I created Cody's character, his spiritual weapon.
God, those bases look like butt plugs.
Anything can be if you're brave enough.
I mean, yes. For
that real. Arnold Palmy can.
I don't know about that. Start shitting like a Modern Warfare 2 noob tube.
Just a fucking...
It's like a didgeridoo when you fart.
You don't shit in tubes anymore. You shit pancakes.
Jesus Christ. Aside from that, that's been my week. Work has been rough. Oh, I had to drop a truck off today. We had to return our rental because we got the other truck back. And my boss picked me up from Penske. And as soon as I get in the car, he hands me a piece of paper. I was like, well, fuck, am I getting in trouble? What the fuck's going on? He's like, is this your way of, like, politely writing me up away from everything? He's like, no, just read it. So I read it, and it got all the way to the owner of the company's wife. And it was a email sent from one of my customers in Tennessee just praising me.
Aww.
About how good, like, they're like, he's a fantastic asset to your company. He's very professional. He always has a very good attitude, and I can tell, like, he even carries that through when he has a bad day, and is just like, it was great. And they got me a gift card for it and everything. So it's really nice. And it's like, they didn't have to send that fucking email.
Good job, buddy.
I'm just a chubby dude with a beard that moves glass, and
if you do your job well enough and you apply
it's just nice. It's just weird. And the boss goes, yeah, we like never get compliments, so I don't know what you're doing. I was like, well,
I sucked his dick.
I looked at him and said, well, I'm sorry, you've hired assholes.
He just happened to have a glory hole in his bathroom.
Yeah.
Service with a smile.
I didn't have to see his face. But no, other than that, just
been taste him.
Trying to deal with this heat and surviving.
Because you lost your power.
Yeah, I did lose my power the other day thanks to some asshole driving into a power pole down the street.
Oh, I did do something fun on Friday. I just remember that. I watched CM Punk make his fucking return.
I haven't watched it.
It was so good. It was so fucking good.
One of the people in my server was there
because
they're a big wrestling nerd, and he was like just going
losing his mind.
Yeah.
Blame him.
Well, he was like, you know, I'm pretty sure this is going to happen because they're hinting at it, but nothing's for sure.
For fucking a month ahead, Darby Allin kept calling himself the best in the world, which is CM Punk's thing.
It was kind of obvious.
And it was right after, like, some of the dirt sheets had confirmed, like, AEW working on signing CM Punk. And I'm like, okay, cool. Well,
yeah, but he was also just like, you know, this is the kind of year I can't go in expecting shit like this, even though all signs point to yes.
Yeah. Yeah. From what I understand, a lot of people in the crowd were like that, like just hoping. And apparently Nick Khan, the owner of AEW, had come out and stated to the crowd, like, he will be here. So like the show opened.
Don't leave yet.
Yeah. Because it's just an hour show, and it's their new program, Rampage. It's 1 hour on Fridays from 10 to 11.
2007 AJ is pumped.
Yeah, the AJ Punk.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But the second the show went on the air, you just hear the crowd, CM Punk, CM Punk.
And they were in Chicago, too.
And then fucking Cult of Personality comes on and, like, fucking lose. That was, like, one of the greatest wrestling moments I've seen in a long time. It was fucking great. So I enjoyed that thoroughly. I wanted to share that. I found
some.
Yeah, back to him.
That's it.
No, he was done.
Yeah, I was pretty much done. Like, we're good.
Yeah, because you said he was done.
Right. That's fine. We just need to give him his moment and just let him have his time to shine. Because then he gets all pouty and...
No, I don't. Not even a little bit.
I want to be the star!
This is my show!
Sorry, I'm the most charismatic. Jeez. do you guys want to do the new segment? We want to bust out some 20 questions.
Let's do the new segment in case it's an absolute bomb and we can wash it out of our mouths with the old one.
Yeah. Okay, cool. All right.
Not that I don't have absolute faith in you.
So I'm going to just kind of scroll down. I have like over 1,500 songs on my phone. So I'm going to scroll down and try to find songs that I know. I'm going to try to do 10 songs. Whoever slaps first gets to answer. So we'll play slaps. And then you get 1 point if you can name the band, and then you get another point if you can name the song.
I'm not keeping track of any of this.
Okay, I will.
Okay, fine. Great.
I'll try. I'm a little out of it. AJ, are you listening to the rules?
I'm looking up something. Sorry. I was looking up a cable for Lightning Cable to XLR.
Okay.
Is that so you could hook it up yes. to that?
Oh, okay. So we could, yeah.
Because the other one sense. With the tablet, it just didn't work right, and I yeah. wasn't a fan. So I'm trying something different.
Okay.
So what are the rules? You just start the song. Is it going to be in the middle of the song? Is it going to be...
How much of the song are you going to play?
Oh, well, I can only play up to 15 seconds of it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You're hitting the preview.
Yeah. See, I just didn't know if you
were... Well, I'm not hitting the preview. I'm playing the actual song from the beginning.
Oh, I was going to say,
If there's like a quiet point, I'll try to fast forward a little bit. But...
I was going to say, if you just go to the iTunes and hit preview... Oh, the
preview, yeah.
But I think it'll start in the middle.
Those run longer than 15 seconds.
Well, stop
and
it.
And they're harder to pause.
1 point for song, 2 points for band.
Well, one, if you get 1 point apiece.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're slapping. What are we slapping? Our leg?
Leg or whatever. I can't really look at both of you at the same time because we're so like spread out. So I'm going based off of sound. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Let me find one that I think you both know.
I know nothing.
All right. Box. I got one here. You guys ready?
Yep.
Death Clock.
Point.
I don't know what it's called, though. Is it Happy Death Day?
No. Okay. AJ, you want to try to guess this?
I don't know anything from Death Clock.
Oh, okay. I thought you would know them. Sorry.
I've heard them, but I've heard their stuff, but I could not tell you any of their
songs. It was Birthday Death Day.
Ah, shit. So I knew close. It had Death Day in there.
So Cody is up 1-0.
Udo point.
I just...
like the voice...
It makes me smile.
The voice sounded like Death Clock. I was like...
I couldn't pinpoint the voice, actually. It was just the lyrics, because he always used to sing it, and it just made me laugh.
All right, you guys ready?
Yep. I don't know what it's called.
Ah, hold on. I'm trying to pause it. There we go.
I know it's Green Day.
Yes. Points!
Point. But the name of the song is escaping me.
I mix up Green Day with like five other bands, so.
I don't believe the name of the song is in the lyrics.
No, I don't think it is. Fuck. Don't tell Sierra I got this wrong. Which, by the way, I'm glad that she had a great time at that concert.
Yeah, she got to go see Green Day,
Weezer, and
Fall Out Boy. Fall Out Boy is her favorite band of all time.
So. I cannot think of the name of this fucking song. The only thing that's coming to my head is Dookie, and that's an album. Mm-hmm. I can't think of the song name.
Nothing, Cody?
No.
Brain Stew.
Fuck!
All right, you guys ready for number 3?
Yup.
Ready.
1-1. AJ?
It's Rage Against the Machine.
Yes. Point.
And I'm just...
You're more than welcome to let the song go a little longer.
I'm sorry. It's Killing in the Name of.
No, it's not.
No, it's not, motherfucker. No, now I know it.
I don't.
So. Okay. It's Bulls on Parade.
Yep.
So I don't get the second
point. 2-1.
Soon as I said Killing in the Name of, my brain went, no, it's
I
not.
I don't know a lot of song names. It's like, oh, I know that song.
That's why I was giving a point for the band, too. Because I know I suck with fucking song names.
God damn it. I knew it, too. And my brain still went Killing in the Name of.
That's what I listen to on Monday morning. To, like, pump myself up.
Good?
Yep.
Where I had to stop.
I got nothing.
I have no clue.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Nothing. All right. It is Cherry Bomb by the Runaways.
Oh, damn it.
I can't say I've ever heard a song by them.
Yeah, Cody knows this. I figured you guys would at least know the song.
Nope. I don't think I've ever heard of it.
All right. Let's keep going here. Oh, that would be a point in Cody's favor because I'm pretty sure AJ's never heard of them.
Well, good. Even a sub. Don't be a bitch.
I like your attitude, Cody.
Help. All right, here we go. I forgot I had this on my phone.
Oh, operation stopped. Oh, maybe it won't play that one. All right, moving on.
Guess you don't have it on your phone.
Oh, there it goes.
Oh, Lord. There's no going back.
Is that a tap?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Katy Perry.
Yeah, he literally just said it.
Is it Dark Horse?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Why? I could not, like, I was like, I've heard this.
You Dallas listens to it.
Bonus point if you can name who it's featuring.
Yeah, I don't know who that was.
Juicy J.
Oh, how did I not? If you would have waited like
2 more seconds longer, he said, Juicy J.
Oh.
Yeah, I just remember going, there's no going back.
Yeah.
And then the beat drops. 3-2, Cody.
Okay. Thank you.
Glad someone's adding him up.
Oh, I got him doing all this shit. Oh, here we go. Here's one I'm pretty sure you both know.
I'm actually...
Also, for anybody listening, the music may sound a little quiet. I'm going to try to fuck with the audio, but it's
kind of whatever right now. They don't need to hear it.
Fuck you guys. This is all about us.
I try to play along at home, fuckers.
I remember this one starts off slow, so I'm actually moving a little further to this one. Ready?
Ready.
Fuck!
Diary of Jane.
Yep. It's 4-2.
I don't think I'm right. Is it Breaking Benjamin?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
5-2.
5-2.
You're and like that's half a second before me.
Is that the fifth song or the sixth song? We'll say it's the fifth. Give AJ more of a chance to catch up.
You barely beat me on that one.
Oh, here we go.
I'm hurting my leg for this.
I'm also doing like a bitch slap, too.
Ready?
Yep.
Have you ever met a girl that you...
Oh, Jesus. I don't know why I did that. I have Biz Markie in my head. And,
yeah.
Okay.
6-2.
I should know it, but I don't. I have the song.
Do you have a guest? A guest.
I do a have guest. A guest. no.
All right.
I have.
No I can't clue. Even think of the lyrics.
Just a friend.
Just a friend.
Okay.
All right. With AJ down.
He's going to throw me a bone here.
A little bit.
Cody might know this song because I've talked this person up a bit to him.
It's Freaks and Geeks by Childish Gambino.
All right.
Yeah.
What was Cody at?
6-4.
6-4. We got 3 songs left.
I doubt it's because of this, but the timing of it was incredible. I don't know if I've told the story on the podcast or not. But that song never used to be on iTunes. It was only on YouTube for the longest time. I tweeted at him, and a week later it was on iTunes.
You have me to thank for this, so America.
I don't think it's because of me, but I like to think it is. You're welcome, world.
Trying to find something good here.
Oh, yeah?
I think I'm fairly certain both of you know this song.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the chocolate starfish and the hot dog flavored water.
Oh,
I'll let you each get a guess.
Well, say we both know the artist.
I think. I don't
You guys literally slapped at the same time. Next song.
Okay.
I know it was Limp Bizkit.
Yeah. Okay, good. That was my guess, but I don't know what the song.
My first thought was Break Stuff, but I don't think that's
right.
No,
it's not.
Is it Nookie?
No. Nothing. Hot Dog.
Oh, I didn't even know that was a song.
Yeah.
All right, still 6-4.
But that one didn't count, so we still got 3 songs left. Oh, man. I got to play this one. Just to like show my wide range of songs that I listen to.
I don't want.
I don't want to set the world on fire.
Can you name the band?
No.
Okay. It's
Fallout.
Yeah. AJ, nothing?
No, I didn't even know this was an actual song.
Yeah, it's the Ink Spots.
Okay, so 7-4. I got to go flawless here.
I could just not know anything from here on out, yeah. I mean.
All right, here we go. Here's one you should both know.
Let's say, I have to go flawless to win.
Oh, I forgot there's unlimited songs.
Cody?
Nirvana.
Yep.
There's two songs in my head, and I don't think it's either one of them.
I have it. It's on my playlist. I listen to it.
Mm-hmm. I know what song I'm going to guess if you don't get it.
I'm not going to say it because I know it's not right.
So. It doesn't matter. Guess.
No, I can't have the judgment.
Okay.
AJ? I was just going to say Smells Like Teen Spirit.
No, God, no. Is that the one you were going to say?
No.
Okay.
The other song that kept coming to my head was Heart-Shaped Box, but I know that's not it either.
I keep thinking Creep.
No, In Bloom. Creep is not by...
Yes, Nirvana. I know. That's why, but yeah. For some
is
reason...
Is Creep Radiohead?
Yeah.
I think Creep is the song right before that in the playlist. That's why I keep thinking it.
I can no longer win.
Yeah, I know, but we're still doing one more just for funsies.
We'll do a couple more.
Okay.
Fuck it.
Y'all can listen and y'all can like it.
Yeah.
Or not. I don't know.
And y'all can live your lives. For not knowing things because our brains don't work.
This one's kind of just for Cody, but...
Jesus.
Kate Nash.
Yep.
Merry Happy.
Yep. AJ, this one, next one will be for you.
Might try to steal it anyway.
I'm not playing that song.
You better. Not with that attitude. You need to.
Can we even say the name of this?
No, you can't.
I didn't think so.
Yeah.
Well, I have a feeling I know, but let me take a peek.
At the bottom.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. I was like, needle through a bug. What?
Yeah, that's what I thought it was.
It's My Ninja. Yeah.
I believe that it's called
Gentleman.
It's Monica.
Yeah.
I see what you did there.
Oh, AJ, being the sad boy you are, you should know this song.
I feel attacked.
Such a sad slap.
It's 3 days grace.
Yeah.
Is it never too late?
Yep.
Okay, I couldn't remember if it's never too late or it's not too late.
Did you know that one, Cody?
No.
All right.
I was listening to that song the other day.
We'll just go all the way. I'll scroll all the way. Oh, I know. This one's for Cody.
You're a sad boy. I don't even know if that one's going through.
Well, you know who it is.
Oh, yeah. Took me a second. Lay it down, flip it, and reverse it.
Wrong song, but yeah.
Oh, is it?
Is that Missy Elliott?
Yeah. Missy Elliott, but it's On and On.
Oh, okay. Well, the second she spoke, I thought it was that one, so. Okay, well. Half right. Sorry.
I'm just going all the way through my alphabet once we get to the bottom, we're done.
Just go through all 1,500
Cody
songs.
Officially won.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm picking out ones that I want. Oh, here we go. He was about to say the name of the song.
Yeah, because it's Poison.
Yeah.
But I can't think of the artist for this one. Because Turk dances.
I was going to say, this is all I can think of is Scrubs.
I can see his dance. I can't
disappoint me that you don't know who this is.
I can't think of who it is.
Belle Biv DeVoe.
Okay.
Duh.
Yeah.
That girl is poison.
This is my rage song.
It's Pumped Up Kicks.
Okay, yeah. I wasn't sure if it was that or not. I was waiting for something.
Like the... Oh. What the fuck is the name of this band?
I understand you not knowing them because this is literally the only song I've ever heard by
them. I can't think of the name of it.
It's Foster the People.
I knew it was People.
Yeah.
It's a good song.
This one's for AJ.
Resentment by A Day to Remember. It was a song I pulled into my driveway to today.
Yeah. This is for both of you.
This one is Robots by Flight of the Conchords.
Yes, it is.
Also came on my shuffle today when I was driving to Detroit.
I only have a few on my playlist, and this is not one of them.
I have two of their albums.
Oh, this one's for Cody. Or AJ, if you know it. I got my
sights. Well, it's Miley, but...
No.
Is it not?
It's Hannah Montana.
Oh, don't be a dick.
I know.
Is it See You Again?
Yep.
She's okay. Living the best of both worlds, Dylan.
She's more, just being more Miley. AJ. Sad boy.
Is this Shadow of the Day by Linkin Park?
Yep.
That was the daintiest slap. He was just like
dinked his finger.
I'm good.
Let's say.
Well, you know who the band is.
But say, is this by chance LMFAO featuring Little John?
Yeah,
I don't know the song.
It was Shots.
Oh, yeah. God damn it!
Oh, bonus points if you guys know this one.
Sideburns on the side of my face as my head turns.
That was just a. Huh?
Is I don't know his name.
That's how his name gets said on his YouTube videos.
Is it Tabuscus?
Yep.
The syllables helped.
Yeah. I figured it did.
I'm going to guess Sideburns?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. The Sideburns song.
Close enough.
You suck.
How dare you?
I got a couple more.
Ooh. Good day, sir. Ooh,
we were just talking about wrestling.
Wrestling.
Wrestling! Hold on, I'm going to kind of talk over the opening portion because it takes a little while to get warmed up.
Maybe just fast forward it instead of being weird.
Maybe.
Bless their hearts, they probably can't hear it anyway.
Yeah. Nope, guess that's not happening. All right, moving on.
Well, what was it?
It was Slow Chemical, Kane's song.
Is that by Finger 11?
I think so.
I think Finger 11 did his music.
Oh, Cody just got it.
I think it's a trick.
Okay.
I don't know if it's that or a cover. Can you tell me if it's a cover
or not? It's
a
cover.
Okay.
It's not Michael Jackson.
Okay, yeah. Alien Ant Farm?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Smooth Criminal?
Yep.
You shouldn't have told him. I remember how pumped I was to get that album growing up.
Because that's also in my playlist.
For Cody. Well, AJ too.
This was a triumph.
Well, I'm assuming, I don't know if it's going to have her name or if just Gladys.
Yeah, it's Gladys.
And then,
isn't it pronounced GLaDOS?
I mean, yeah. I don't do that. I keep thinking, is it still alive?
Yes.
Okay. I keep mixing it up with the other one.
Portal, I'm assuming?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I never beat Portal.
Here's one for both of you.
Sweet Caroline.
Yep.
Yeah, I was just going to say, once it started picking up, I can hear...
I couldn't really hear anything.
I had a car breakdown near the German-American Festival one year as the entire festival was doing the...
Yeah.
Bam, bam, bam!
I try to sound as drunk as possible. For AJ.
Sorry, I started playing it.
Yeah. This Fire Burns by Killswitch Engage.
It's just This Fire, but yeah. He does say This Fire Burns in the song.
I thought the song was actually called...
Huh. We're getting close. Oh, here we go.
Oh, Cody, just barely.
Tribute, Tenacious D.
Yeah.
Double T.
When I first like learned the scat part of that song, I was pumped as a kid.
I'll never forget the time we went to karaoke and you guys did it, and then another group did it right after you, and you and Mason would not stop fucking obnoxiously booing the shit out of them. It made me legit uncomfortable.
I think this one's for AJ.
It'll have to be. I don't know.
Once it kicks in, you might know it.
I feel like I should know this.
You should.
But I can't think of it.
It's Way Away by Yellow Card.
Oh, I only know one song by Yellow Card.
Okay.
And it's the one that everybody knows by Yellow Card.
Yeah. I'm assuming it's Ocean Avenue.
Yup.
Yeah. In the Y's, let's see here. No, that's about all right. Oh, one more. Starts off really, really slow.
Oh. I know this song, but for the life of me, I couldn't tell you who it is off the top of my head.
It was in the movie Clerks 2.
Yeah, no.
1979 by the Smashing Pumpkins.
Yeah, I was like, I've heard this song a lot. I don't know who the fuck it's by.
That'll do it for that segment. Moving on. 20 questions.
That was fun. I'm curious to see, or rather hear about, because I'm not going to listen.
Yeah, say people texting us, why, you guys fucking suck. how are you guys so dumb?
Well, I want to know how well it comes through.
Yeah. I want anything I've played through my phone before is not, it's not great, but you can make it out.
Okay.
Like it's not as crystal clear as our voices, but you know what I mean? It's good enough. It's Link's Palace. It's just there. It's good. It's okay. For those who don't get that reference, by the way, it's a reference to New Girl. So watch that show. It's great. AJ.
Yeah.
You have an answer. Cody. Cody, we have questions.
Excuse me. At least 20 of them.
Gesundheit?
Yep.
So yeah, what are we doing?
A video game character.
Ooh. Okay.
Okay.
What did I do last week? I don't remember. None of us remember.
I don't remember either.
I don't even think Pepperidge Farm does at this point.
Shit's gone.
Pigo.
Oh no, it was Fable.
Oh, yeah, because you did game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Is this character a human?
Nope.
Okay. Feel like that's going to help a lot down the road.
I think you're right.
Sonic.
Is this character synthetic or robotic?
No.
Okay.
Did this character originally appear in a game that was released between 2000 and 2010?
No.
I hate those questions so
much. You said, did it debut in a game?
Did this character debut in between that time?
No.
Okay.
Just want to make sure I heard you right, because my brain quit there for a second.
I'm going to try 90s. 90 to 2000. 90 to 2000.
No.
Woof. I just want to ask the last 11 years. And then from there, we just know if it's not, it's... Yeah. Last 11 years?
No.
No. Cool. So they're old as fuck. So, pre-1990.
Is it a primate?
No.
Okay.
Did this character make their debut on a Nintendo system?
Yes.
Something like Yoshi, maybe Star Fox. Is this a Nintendo exclusive game?
Yes.
Kirby, maybe?
I don't know that Kirby's that old.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, well.
Like 89, 88.
Yeah, because it was on the original Game Boy. Mm-hmm.
That's 8 questions.
Is this character a form of an animal?
Yes.
Okay. Could be like Yoshi. Is this character in the Mario universe?
Yes.
Okay.
So Yoshi, Toad's not an animal.
Fungus.
Yeah, he's a fungus.
I always thought he was a dude wearing a hat.
No, they confirmed that that is part of his head.
Oh, fair enough.
Gross. Yeah.
Yoshi's the only one really popping in my head right now. Unless he's... Oh, no, you said a primate, so it's not Donkey Kong.
That's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is this character green? Primarily green?
Primarily green?
Yes.
No.
Okay.
So not Yoshi.
Though, to be fair...
To be fair...
There were a few.
Birdo?
Well, no, but Yoshi had multiple colors.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But say, I wouldn't have shit like that, because...
He fucking picked a blooper.
when you think of Yoshi, you think of green, so... Yeah.
Thwomp! It's a thwomp! Is it on the side of the...
You're on the side of your mic, by the way.
Is it on? Is this character on the side of the protagonist?
Is this a good guy character?
No.
Okay. So it could be Bowser.
One of his fucking million spawn.
I don't know if any of his millions of spawn existed back then, though. Goombas aren't animals, I wouldn't think. I mean, they are in that universe, but when I asked him the question, I think he was based off of a... Mario universe animal.
I want to say Goombas are just dick tips.
Yeah, because I would say Bowser's primary color is yellow. His skin, like his actual skin color is yellow. His shell's green. Was he the main antagonist of a Mario game?
Yes.
Does this character breathe fire?
Yes.
Does his name start with the letter B?
Yes.
Okay, I'm just covering all my bases. Is it Bowser?
Yes.
Okay.
Yay!
How many questions are we getting?
I wanted to be 17. A dick and be like, Birdo! It's Birdo!
Was Birdo ever the main villain of a Mario game?
No.
No, Birdo was just a shit asshole that blocked you from the edge of a level.
Yep.
Fucking Birdo. All
right, guys, that'll wrap up our 20 questions. We're going to hop into our...
One of these days I'll get a stumper where I don't cheat on accident.
Magnificent mock draft.
I believe in you.
Apparently I did cheat at one point. Because I didn't think of it primarily as a comedy, but it was a comedy. Like what? It's in one of the many things. You weren't here for it. It was the TV show. Also, it was a secondary one, so it didn't really count.
It was
Rugrats. You guys asked if it was a comedy.
Rugrats is not a comedy.
Thank you.
It's a children's show.
But see, Rugrats isn't even funny.
Oh, it had its moments. But yeah, I don't think that
Reptar was the only good thing to come out of Rugrats.
Oh my god. Fucking edge lord over here.
Careful not to cut yourself on all that edge.
Yeah.
I hope I do. Pull you everywhere.
Jesus, God.
Sad boy. AJ, what are we drafting?
I'm about to say, I'm not that sad. I haven't gone to that far yet. Favorite ice cream flavors.
Okay, we are including sassy flavors from Ben & Jerry's and other companies.
Yep.
No gelatos, sherbets, or yogurts.
Yogurts.
Frozen yogurts. Yadami or yogurts.
I'm going to go...
AJ picks first.
But say, one of the reasons I made sure to mention that Ben & Jerry's is on here is because my current favorite is one of Ben & Jerry's.
I have like four Ben & Jerry's favorites, so I will not be sad if you take one of them.
I love it so much. It's Americone Dream.
Yeah, that's up there for me.
That solid choice.
Oh, it's so good.
When I texted you guys in the group chat for the D&D group the other day saying that I may die, it's because I ate an entire fucking small thing of
Americone Dream. It's vanilla ice cream with caramel drizzle. And it has
chocolate-covered waffle cone.
Yep,
pieces.
Chocolate-covered waffle cone.
Okay.
Cody, take your pick.
So this is basic bitch stuff, but...
Vanilla.
That's the wrong one.
I feel that it gives me a very well-rounded...
It gives me life.
And I feel like it's the only one that might get taken from me, so I'm going to go with Neapolitan.
Oh.
Oh, you were safe.
But we can still take vanilla, strawberry, or chocolate, correct?
Yeah, but I get all of them.
In one, yes.
Well, it doesn't have to be. I could scoop vertically.
Well, no, I'm saying...
Get my shit, whatever
I'm saying in one package, though. So, good. Throwaway pick.
But I say I always scoop vertically because nobody wants that strawberry bullshit.
I have
not
to
with
take
anything else now.
I have to take my next two. So I need a little bit of chocolate in my life, and I need a little bit of fruity in my life. So I'm gonna take first. I'm gonna take the chocolate one. I'm gonna take fish food, which is absolutely
solid.
Delicious.
Is that just chocolate ice cream?
Chocolate,
just fish?
It's chocolate, vanilla, chocolate fish, and caramel.
And I think it has...
I thought it had Swedish fish in it for some reason.
No, they're just like little chocolate fish.
I think it has
fish.
Bits of cookie in it, too?
It's got something. I don't know if it's chocolate flakes or...
It's got something else.
There's something else in
yeah,
there.
For sure. But yeah, I'm going with fish food. And then I will take... yeah, I'm going to go with the strawberry cheesecake from Ben & Jerry's as well.
Mm, solid choice.
So fucking good. Sierra just grabbed some the other day, and it's so good.
My next one is going to...
Also, real quick, sorry. Vanilla ice cream, cheesecake bits, and strawberry swirl in it.
Mm-hmm. Mine is going to be the brownie batter core from Ben & Jerry's.
Solid choice.
Wrong one.
Fuck out of here. So it's got chocolate ice cream with brownie bits and a brownie batter core
mix, yeah, like in the middle of it.
Yeah, the core, if you don't know, it's essentially like somebody cored the ice cream and the center is a filling of some kind, usually like a gooey filling. In this case, it's brownie batter.
Ajay, back-to-back picks, we're gonna get through this shit fast as fuck.
Yeah, I was trying to look up, I just remembered a Ben & Jerry's thing, but I can't think of the name of it.
Terry Garcia.
No, God, no.
What's the Thin Mint one?
I don't know.
Like an actual Thin Mint one. Like it's got mint ice cream with chocolate bits and like actual bits of Thin Mint.
I don't remember that one. Oh.
Well, my next pick, we used to eat it a lot as kids. It's probably my secondary. I don't know. Two and three are probably going to go interchangeable at any given time. We used to get the big gallon tubs of it from fucking Kroger's.
Party Pale.
Cookies and cream.
Mm-hmm.
I literally just put C&C in my in my list.
And then probably my... It's just chocolate chip cookie dough.
Yeah. Vanilla ice cream with bits of chocolate chip cookie dough
in it. I just love chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream. I don't care where it's from. Give me it.
Those are the two just like OG Blizzard flavors right there. Cody?
All right.
I don't have to worry about my next pick getting back to me.
My next one is going to be mint brownie.
Good choice. I used to fucking hate mint ice cream, and then I got old. And I'm like, ooh, it's good. It has to have chocolate or something like delicious in it to make it good.
Well, what's sad is I can't find this anymore. Like, there are other places that have something
then
close.
Pick a new pick.
but I'm pretty sure it was something like Edie's or a Kroger brand. Like, I don't know, but I can't find it anymore, and it makes me sad. Oh, my God. I could do some damage on that thing. And it, in turn, could do damage on me because, yeah, but, ooh, so good.
Dylan?
All done?
Yeah.
Okay. Cody knows, because I get this almost every time we go to our local place, Pajali's, over there on Sylvania. And he thinks it's basic. He thinks it tastes just like vanilla. I think he's wrong. But this is actually a mix of three different ones, and it gives you the bloops. It gives you the blue poops. it is a mix of Blue Moon, Red Popper Black Cherry, and then lemon or vanilla is the third flavor. It is Scooperman ice cream. That is my shit. When it comes to scoopable ice cream, I fucking love that shit. It tastes like Fruity Pebbles in a bowl.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
You're a bitch. so, yeah, I got that one. And I'm debating which one of the basic ones, because everything else I have on here has been taken. And I do want a basic foundation.
Are you just taking chocolate here?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just going to take chocolate. That's my personal favorite. There's another basic bitch one that is delicious even by itself, but it usually you want to doctor that one up a little bit more, as my grandma would say.
Got to doctor it up.
Yeah.
You talking about just vanilla?
No, variation, but yeah.
No.
I want to see if you guys pick it.
I think I can possibly guess. She made it. Did she make it for us a lot?
No, no, no. I'm not talking like a sundae that she made. Are you talking about a tin roof?
Yeah.
That was her shit. That was all her, man. I don't put peanuts in my shit. That's gross.
I could have sworn she made them for you, too.
No, she made them for me, and I would eat around the nuts. Yeah.
Except for when it comes to my father.
Yeah. I gobble them bitches right up. Just inhale, Papa Nye.
Cody?
Oh, me?
Back for your last pick.
I literally have one shout out left, so that's why I was letting you guys try to see if you guys knew what it was.
See, this one used to be my OG, but I think I'll just leave it as a shout out. Now I'm just going to do, I don't know who makes them, if it's Edie's or what, but it's the one that it's comes in like the thing that's like, I don't know, mm-hmm. that size. It's the cylindrical one. And it's just the candy bar label on it.
Yeah.
The Butterfinger.
Yeah.
Super good.
There's one I like a little more than that, and that's Heath Bar. I like Heath Bars a little bit more than
Heath Bar's not bad. Butterfinger. Butterfinger is probably my favorite candy bar, so I'm always going.
Easy Bart Simpson.
Well, I can't eat Butterfingers anymore because exactly. It's like they get stuck in and to my teeth so hardcore. Well,
if you ever can't afford a dentist, you can just chew on a Butterfinger and it'll rip your teeth out.
Either that or Laffy Taffy. One of them's doing the job. Yeah.
Both at the same time.
Oh God.
God, that tastes terrible. So
bad. Instant death.
But yeah.
AJ? Wrap us up.
Well,
and we'll go over our lists.
I got three here. The one honorable I'll throw out because it's not going to make the list is Superman ice cream.
That's what I took.
No, I'm talking about like actual Superman ice cream. It's like a bunch of fucking colors.
Yeah.
That's what the Superman.
That's basically what it is.
That's what Scooperman is.
Oh, okay. Yeah. See, I didn't know what that was. I've never even fucking
heard
of it.
I will never to this day.
That's it.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. So I drafted that.
Yeah, I didn't know that's what that was. But yeah, Superman's like.
You two, Dallas, Mason, Blue. Rowan.
That's so good. That's why, because you're fucking dumb.
Yeah. See, if I'd have known that's what you drafted.
Yeah. So
I agree with
that's
you.
That's the Blue Moon, the Red Cherry, and Vanilla or Lemon, whatever.
Yeah. Well, I don't think back when Superman was the first like around as when I was a kid, they had a fancy term. It just tasted like ice cream. Like there was no like flavor to it.
No, that's it's almost always been that. Cause I remember the last time or the first time I started having it again at Pajali's, like instant nostalgia.
Either try it again.
Oh my God. Yeah. It tastes just like the vanilla of yore.
Oh my God.
No, it's that stuff's delicious.
Yeah. Like, you've probably ruined your taste buds with your garbage palate.
So the other two that I'm stuck between.
That's why I was asking where my drink went earlier.
Is one that I think one of them gets a lot of shit from people. And the other one I just recently tried.
Poop ice cream.
A while ago. One is mint chocolate chip.
Yeah, I mean, he took mint brownie, so.
It's a good flavor, but I don't like the texture because of the chocolate bits.
The chips
are too
that they
hard.
Use are like waxy.
Well, yeah,
because
when they're stuck in ice cream all day, they're just fucking
it's
pop,
like
pop
chocolate
rocks.
Flavored slate.
Yeah.
And yum. The other one is another Ben and Jerry's, which is milk and cookies.
Ooh, that sounds nummy.
It's vanilla ice cream with like a chocolate cookie like swirl in there, and then it's chocolate chip and chocolate chip cookies in it.
Jesus.
It's called diabetes.
Yeah, I was about to say.
It's so good. That's the one I'm going to go
Wilford with. Brimley intensifies.
I'm going to go with the milk and cookies from Ben & Jerry's.
Solid. So do you guys know my variation of vanilla that I
is
like to
vanilla
use?
Is it vanilla bean?
It is.
That's the only thing I can think
vanilla
of.
Vanilla bean is the shit.
Is that the same as French vanilla? Or
no, French vanilla is like kind of off yellow. Like off-white, yellowish color.
Because I like vanilla bean and French vanilla, but I didn't know if they were actually different
vanilla
or not.
Vanilla bean, to me, is tops of the vanilla food chain. You gotta typically you want to push it in it, but I can eat it by itself.
Is that the one that's got the speckles in it?
Yep.
Okay.
I can't just eat vanilla ice cream by itself.
I can. Yeah, especially soft serve.
Having a strong.
Yep. Soft serve vanilla. That's my one playlist. But yeah, soft serve vanilla is fucking toasty.
Gotta get that swirl.
Yeah, I agree.
That's why
I took chocolate ice cream.
When that was Old Town Buffet, where
gross.
The Chinese buffet is now.
Yeah.
Hometown Buffet. Yeah, Buffet. They had the ice cream machine where it was the ice cream or the chocolate and vanilla together.
Pull the handle down.
Yeah. That was my shit as a kid.
And then I'd make a fucking mess.
Oh, I would ruin their countertops.
That reminds
Sorry,
me.
Sorry, server.
When we were twins.
Fuck them kids.
When I was living in Mac at OSU, we shared...
Mac Hall, not when he's living in our friend Mac.
Yep, when I was inside of Mac. Lemmy Wings.
Many levels. There's many levels to Mac.
And there was to the dorm as well.
And a basement.
When I was in the residence hall, Mac Hall at OSU, it is connected to a place called Kennedy Commons. It's just like a...
Was that where Burritos Noches was?
No,
that was a different building.
That was like on the other side of campus.
Yeah, I thought I remember there being a trek to go to Burritos Noches, which was literally just Taco Bell Chipotle.
Yes. but delicious for a swipe. But they had a soft serve machine
that I fucking ruined.
No, but I may or may not have snuck in and got ice cream when they were closed.
Attaboy.
They didn't shut the machine down?
I mean, it was off, but I mean, it's still running.
Okay, because
I don't think they ran it to the same specifications.
For soft serve, a lot of times you have to dump the mix in, and like normally you empty it at the end of the night. Because when I worked at McDonald's, yeah. So I just imagine Cody like breaking in, like getting in the freezer, dumping the fucking mix in there, turning it on, letting it run for a half hour, just get the ice cream going,
over his shoulder.
And that bitch is running like.
No, I had to be real quick because I mean, there was motion sensors, but the security didn't pay attention to them because the only barrier was like one of those accordion gates. Mm-hmm. So
you put the little padlock in the middle.
Yeah. So, well, it was just a key lock, but yeah. But the fact, I mean, there were people coming and going still around that. So it would set the motion sensors off. Mm-hmm. So they didn't pay attention to that. And I don't think
that like he had like planned this heist for ice cream.
Yeah, fucking Pink Panther over here.
Oh my god, I did so much
Ocean's ice cream,
dodging lasers, fucking lights.
Like, I did so much stupid shit on campus when I was by myself.
And then him doing the fucking twinkle toes tiptoe thing.
Well, urban exploration is like my favorite thing, and plus there's ice cream. Like,
yeah,
gonna do it.
So breaking and entering,
yeah, but with ice cream.
Urban exploration. I'm pretty sure you could hear the air quotes in that.
So, to get back to things here, what was everybody's final list?
Oh, I had. What was my first one? Fish food, strawberry cheesecake, Scooperman ice cream, and chocolate.
I had chocolate. Neapolitan, mint brownie, brownie batter core, and Butterfinger.
I had Americone Dream, cookies and cream, chocolate chip cookie dough, and milk and cookies.
And now I really want ice cream.
Did nobody pick up on the fact that AJ had three cookie-based fucking...
Fuck off.
Yeah. And I mean, Americone Dream is basic, like, it's waffle, basically it's waffle cone cream, dipped in chocolate, yeah. So it's basically a cookie.
Yep.
Yeah.
I know what I'm about, son.
All right, guys. Did we learn anything today? Did we get any take backs, apologies? I want to apologize for my fucking low T this episode.
I'd say just apologize for a lot of the lower end effort that we produced.
I feel like I peaked in the middle.
Speak for yourselves. I think I did quite well for myself today.
I literally said me every time.
I heard our and we.
Not from me.
I said our.
I apologize for Cody's lack of listening. My God, we get it. You took my drink. Oh, no.
There's a lid on that.
Yeah. Thank God, because you threw it right at the power supply.
Well, no, I threw it at the trash can, and it just slid right off because I didn't see there was a lid on it.
But, yeah, we have potentially in the next couple of episodes our first ever two-time guest. So I want to apologize for what AJ and I just did there. All of us just kind of oohed at the same time. It was a little awkward. Weird.
Don't make it awkward. Embrace it.
Yeah. Check out Super Movie Bros podcast. They're cool.
You didn't want to do that new segment that we did last week again?
What, the rose?
Yeah.
No, fuck it.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
The rose thorn or flower thorn bud.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Mine's the same shit, basically. So we'll do that like once a month. Yeah. Thanks for listening.
God. At least try to bring the energy to the outro.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Please leave us a 5-star review. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. But yeah, if you like the show, leave us a rating, write a review, let us know what you think. Check us out on social media. We are on Facebook. Don't bother on Twitter.
Twitter's a shit show.
It's a fucking cesspool. But yeah, if you want to check us out on Facebook, it's just Beard Brothers Podcast. If you want to check us out there, you can share our shit if you like the show. And I think that's going to do it. You guys have anything else?
No.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Have a wonderful rest of your day.
We will see you next time. We love you. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Okay, bye.
Okay. Jesus Christ. Tie that noose a little tighter.